Barim says, Ela achomitz. It's going on the Yisra chomitz. So Rashi, the Yisra chimutze noyeg kol shiva. It's noyeg all 7 days, like we have 7 days in Yisra chomitz. Rashi, mechlal, the laila echo the toni mas nisum pesach matrayim achomitz koi. If you want to say it's going on chomitz 7 days, so the Mishnah says that a leil by Mitzrayim, you only had it that night. It comes out that when the Yidin went out of Mitzrayim, the Yisra not to have chomitz was only that night. But the next day, they were allowed to have chomitz. And that's not true. So tomorrow, Mechlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, if you want to tell me that, then by Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echad Besulay, the Yisra to have chomitz was only that one night, because that's what the Mishnah says. In Pesach Mitzrayim, it was one night. But from Ladurus, it's seven. So you're telling me it's talking about the Yisra chomitz, Mashpar, Pesach Mitzrayim was only that one night. For a time, you learned in a Braisa, not like that. Tajab Yosef Lili Yoimer, Minayin the Pesach Mitzrayim, She'ein Chimutse Noig Eli Yoimechad. How do we know when the Yidin went out of Mitzrayim, the Yisra not to eat chomitz then they only had for one day? But Yoy Mechad Mashma full day. In other words, the night they went out and the next day, they were not allowed to have chomitz. So you see, not like just that night, but it goes on the whole day. Talmud Leimah the Pasuk says, Lo Yoychal Chomitz. It says on that day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, don't eat chomitz. V'somach Le Hayoyim Atem Yoytzim. Today you're going out. So it makes the Hekesh that the Tzivu then was that one day they were not allowed to eat chomitz. But I call upon them for a full day, they weren't allowed to eat chametz. Not just on the night time. So let's try to get in our Mishnah that says that Pesach Mitzrayim is that night, and for generations it's 7 days. Halachikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say, like two things. Laila echod, v'hu adin lepesach dervis. That's true. The meat of the korban, you only allowed to eat that night, and that's the same halacha of Pesach dervis. That till how long can you eat the meat of the korban Pesach? Only the leil Pesach. But then the Mishnah goes on to another halacha. V'chimutze kol hayom. It's like a true. By the Tzias Mitzrayim, they had an Issa Chometz one full day. Or Pesach Dervis noikol shiva. But the Dervis after the first year. From then on, there's a halacha of Hilchas Pesach that for 7 days you're not allowed to have Chometz in your Rishus. You're not allowed to eat Chometz. So at the Mishnah. Amri Rabbi Yeshua. Shamati, I heard over halacha, she'tmuras Pesach. Somebody can make a tmura on a korban Pesach. A tmura always is any korban you have a korban oila, a korban shlomim, here you have a korban pesach, that you take another animal, that's a chulin, a regular animal, and you say, zu tachazu. You want this chulin one to take the place of the korban pesach, to take the place of a korban shlomim. Take any korban, any kachim you have. If you take another behemah, chulin behemah, and you say, zu, this chulin, should be tachazu, that's hilchas tmura. It's allowed hatori, you're not allowed to do it. But if you do it, the Torah says, this one becomes Kaddish, and that one remains Kaddish. It's not the pshat, you take off the Kedusha of that one and put it on this one, just this one also becomes Kaddish. That's Hilchas Temura. So Mishnah says, Om Rebbe, so on a Korban Pesach, you can do that also. If you have a Korban Pesach, you could say to a Behemoth Chulin, Zu Tachazu, this should be in the place of that one, even though you're not allowed to do it. But the Lachar is now, this animal, this Temura, gets Kedusha's Pesach on it. So Om Rebbe Yeshua, Yeshua said, Shamati, I heard over, she'tmuras Pesach kreva. There is a case of time when you can make a tmura, take a behemoth chul next to a korban Pesach, and say this chulin should be instead of the korban Pesach, that it has a kedushas Pesach on it, that's kreva, that you're allowed to be mak if you can bring it for a korban shlomim. Heis mamash for Pesach, for sure you can't bring, because you can't have two psachim. But a kopon, when it becomes a korban shlomim, that it's korav, you could bring it, you can mamash shecht it, and bring zrikas dam, and eat it. But he said also, he heard over, O Tumuras Pesach ain't a Kareva. He also heard over that there's such a case of a Tumuras Korban Pesach, that's not Karev. You're not allowed to bring this Korban on the Mizbeach. But the din is, you have to wait till it becomes a Baal Mum, and then you poider it, and with the money you bring a Shlomim. And he says, Veni Lefarish. That's what I heard over, and I don't know how to explain it. I don't know which case you could be Makriv, bring the Tumura for Korban, and which case you can't bring the Tumura for Korban. I forgot. Omer Rabbi Kiva, so Kiva's come to remind him and tell him. Omer Rabbi Kiva, Ani Yafarish, I'll explain it to you. That is a difference. Ha Pesach Shenimtsa Kodim Shchita. Shchita Sa Pesach. Let's say a Korban Pesach, that you lost it. So what happened? You made another one. And now, before Shchita's Pesach, before Chatzos Nerev Pesach, you found the first one. That's called Ha Pesach Shenimtsa Kodim Shchita Sa Pesach. You found the second Korban before you Shechted the first one. In such a case, Yiroa Achi Yistoivu. This korban itself right now, you cannot shech, you cannot bring it for korban. The din is, you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Baal Mum, and then you beimchor, you sell it, you'll be paid with sell it, v'yavi b'damav shlomim, and with the money you come and buy a korban shlomim. V'chein tumurosai, if that's the case of this Pesach that you found before you bought the Pesach, before you were, you made the shchita on your korban, so we'll see in the Gemara what the svar is. That's called it nirav v'nitcha. That was a korban that was pushed away, so that Pesach can never be brought. So what then if you make a tumura on that korban? You take another korban next to that one and say zu tachazu. It's also pushed off. You can't bring it. You have to sell it. What about acha shchita sa Pesach? Let's say no. Originally you made one korban Pesach and you lost it. Now it came out of Pesach, you got yourself another one, and you shechted this one. And after you shechted this korban, now you found the first korban. What's the loch of that korban? Korav shlomim. That's called the moisture of Pesach, that when you found it now, it was never roi right now to be brought for korban Pesach. So loch is, it has a din shlomim on it. You're allowed to bring it for korban shlomim right now. So if you take a korban chulin, take a behema chulin, right next to that one and say, zu tacha zu, you make a tamura on that one, v'chein tamurasoi. The tamura of that korban has the same aloch like the korban Pesach itself. So that's pshat the two chalukim in the Mishnah. So let's see, the Gemara will explain it now. So the Gemara, v'leima Pesach koriv, or Pesach ain't a koriv. Really, the din of the tamura is totally in the korban Pesach itself. Like we're saying, the Mishnah is saying there are two different cases of the korban Pesach, which one case you could shech the korban Pesach, and one place you can't. So Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah have to talk about the tumura of the korban Pesach, the second behemoth chul that you said, zu tachazu, and we're talking about the tumura. Could you shech bring the tumura for korban, or do you have to sell the tumura? Why don't you say the machlokes in the Mishnah is about the korban Pesach itself? Like, not the machlokes, but there are two different cases. For leima Pesach, there's a case of a korban Pesach itself that is korav, that you could bring it itself for shlomim. In the case, like we said, the second case of the Mishnah, is where first you set aside one behemah for korban Pesach, and you lost it. Then you made a second one, and Erev Pesach came, and you shechted the second one. And after you shechted the second one, now you found the first one. So at the time now when you find the first one, it's like too late for the korban Pesach. So it's called, this is called the leftover korban Pesach. You can't use it now for the korban Pesach, because you already brought your korban Pesach. So locher is a leftover korban Pesach automatically becomes a korban shlomim. And in this case, this animal right now, you could bring for a korban shlomim. That's that case. What about if, again, the same case, you first made a korban, you lost it, then you made a second korban Pesach, and now before you shechted the second one, you found the first one. So now that you find the first one really can also be brought for the korban Pesach. Like they're both right now roi for the korban Pesach. So when you shecht one of them, the other one is considered something that was nearer. It was able to be brought, and nitcha, you pushed it away. You made it that you can't use it. That's halacha. That korban now has gdushas techuya. It was like pushed away, not to be used. You can never use that korban to be brought on the mizbeach. What's the halacha of such a korban? You have to wait till it becomes a bamum, give it over to a shepherd, let it pasteurize in their fields, and then you'll wait till it gets a mum on it. And when it gets a mum, then you can be paid to sell it, and with the money, you bring a shlomim. So those are the two halachas that apply to a korban Pesach itself. Now, the din that the Mishnah says about the tumura always is, tumura just means it's taken over the case of that. It has the same halacha as the korban goes upon the tumura. You take this famous chul and you say, zu, tachazu. So whatever din that korban has goes on to this tumura. Since the korban Pesach itself was first found after you shechted the second korban, so this one now could be brought for shlomim right now. Therefore, the tumura of this has the same halacha. The tumura could be brought for shlomim right now. But if that second, the korban you found before you brought the second korban Pesach, so both of them right now are roid to be brought, and you're pushing one away, that korban cannot be brought anymore. So if you make a tumura on that korban, the din of the tumura is the exact same halacha like the korban. So really the question is, why does the Mishnah have to explain itself in the second case of the tumura? Let the Mishnah explain itself by the loch of the korban Pesach itself. That you have two cases when you find your korban Pesach that you lost. In one case you find it after you shechted the korban Pesach. So when you found it now, it was never pushed away, like it was never roi for the korban. So then the loch is, that's considered a leftover korban Pesach that could be brought for korban shlomim. Whereas if you find the korban Pesach
before you brought your korban. So now both of them are here in front of you. That's considered by bringing one of them, you're throwing away the other one. That one can never be brought. So for the Gemara, let's just say this machlokes. V'leima, Pesach korban, Pesach ain't a korban. There are two cases. One case is brought, one case is not brought. Then the Gemara's hokem mashmal. The Mishnah telling us a chiddush. The ika tumuras a Pesach, the loy korva. This is taka big chiddush. That you have a case that the tumura, that you're changing over, you're saying zu tacha zu, you want this payment school to come like that korban, also cannot be brought. In other words, what's the case that the korban Pesach cannot be brought? That you first had a korban Pesach, you lost it, you made a second one, and now you found again your first one. So you have them both here. So now you shech the second korban Pesach, so say the first one, since you could have used it, and you're not using it, you're like throwing away, that one can't be used. So I can hear a svarim, that one was thrown away, you can't use it anymore. But let's say you take that korban now, and you take another behemoth chulin, and you make a tmur on it. You say, zu, this behemoth chulin should be instead of this behemoth Pesach. I would think this behemoth tmur right now, it was never dochli, it was never thrown away. Right now is the first time it gets this kedusha. So maybe this tmura should have a loch of a moisa korban Pesach that should be brought for shlomim. That's the chiddush. No, that since the ikar korban, you want this one to become part of. This one was called a behemoth that was pushed away, so this Pesach cannot be brought anymore. So the tmura of it also has the same halacha, cannot be brought anymore. That's the chiddush. That's why the Mishnah wants to explain itself by the ilchus tmura of it. To say even though you're just making a tmura, a fresh behemoth, you're making a kaddish right now, but since it's only becoming kaddish because of that korban, and that korban Pesach was pushed away, was dochli, that cannot be brought anymore, this tmura also cannot be brought. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Heis kamash mlon dika tmura sa Pesach t'le korban. And Rashi says, dika tmura sa Pesach t'le korban. V'lo yamrin, I should not say, mitchila shlomim hi. I should say this tmura right away got a din shlomim on it. Even if you made the tamura before you even shechted one of the two korbanos, still I would say, like the zman shechita right now never made this tamura for real Pesach. It should never be called like it was pushed away, because this tamura never got a shame Pesach on it. The chiddush is no. El afi nikvas be Pesach v'nitches. This tamura also takes over the same place as the one it's coming from. Just like that one was pushed away, the tumura is also considered pushed away, and you cannot be karev at all. So that's the Gemara. Itma, Rabbi Roma, koydem shchito liacha shchita shninu. That the Mishnah makes a difference between the karev and Pesach when you found the first one. Did you find it before you shechted the second one, or after you shechted the second one? That's what's magayim. If you found it after you made the shchita, so when you found it now, it was never roi for the korban Pesach, therefore it's called a moisa Pesach, that you could bring it for shlomim. But if you found it before you made the shchita, then since you're not shechting it, you're like pushing it away, it blives dichli. Rav Zeir Omar, koydim chatzois liyacha chatzois sheninu. It's not totally when you shechted your second korban, it's totally when did you find it. Did you find it before chatzois, at the time when it's able to bring the korban Pesach? Or did you find it after Chatzos? That's what's totally in. Sheninu. In other words, that's what's kaveya to give it a shame, bicho yinak. So Rashi says, koydim shchita v'yach shchita. Davka sheninu. Davka means literally whether you made the shchita or not. The Mishnah sayinu. V'loi sheninu boz zman shchita. It's not totally at the time when you can start making the shchita for Pesach. Dainu Chatzos. V'ashmin is telling us a chiddush to Mishnah. The afidu hoi ovid b'shas Chatzos. If this carbon was lost, you didn't find it yet by the time Chatzos came. But if you found it 3 in the afternoon, before you brought your second, the second carbon, you still have a carbon Pesach, you found the first one, now since you found it, before you brought your carbon Pesach, it's like 2 of them are here right now, both of them are kavua, should have been the carbon Pesach. And since you're not bringing this one, you're throwing it away. Pesach is thrown away. This is Rabbi Svara. Rabbi Zera says no, it's totally in Chatzos. Rashi says Koydim Chatzos Sheninu. Shas Chatzos Hi Akvos VePesach. It's totally at the time of Chatzos Erev Pesach. That's the time when the korban could first be brought. That's what's kaveya which korban you're going to bring. So Melo, Im Nimtza Koydim Chatzos. If you found your lost korban before Chatzos came, so Kavosa Chatzos. Then at the time of Chatzos, you have 2 behemoths here that have a Kedushas Pesach, and really both of them, you don't know which one to take. So whichever one you're not taking, you're like throwing it away, it's called Dichui. Sherei Nira. Because at Chatzais, they were both Roy to be brought. Since you don't bring one of them, you're like throwing it away. Let's say you first found your first korban after Chatzais Hayom. Even if you found it before you really brought the second korban, still ain kan tvius v'lo dichui. It is not called the kvius anymore. Why? Because he holds when it becomes Chatzais Hayom erev Pesach, this is the zman when it's the time to start bringing the korban. So right now you only have one korban in your shus. The second one, because the first one you lost already. So we say the second one, that's the one that's Kaveya, that's the one you're going to bring for the Korban Pesach. That's it. So now, when you find your first Korban that was lost, even though you find it 1 o'clock, and you didn't bring your Korban yet, still we say, which Beim is going to be your Korban, the second one, the one you had before? This one that you first find at 1 o'clock is not Roy for the Korban Pesach. So when you find it, we don't say it was pushed away. We rather say this is not Roy at all now for the carbon, because you already have your carbon from Chatzos, and therefore this is called a leftover carbon Pesach, which the din is of a moisture carbon Pesach is bought for Shlomim. That's the shell. Do we go both to Chatzos, you have to find it, or it's totally you find it before or after the actual Shechita. So Marla Reb Zeira, Hoketoni koidim shchitas haPesach. I the Mishnah says clearly koidim shchitas haPesach. Have the Gemara ema koidim zman shchitas haPesach. The Mishnah means you found it before Chatzos, the time when it's roy to make the shchitas haPesach. So the Gemara ketanoi takah machlokes tanoim haPesach shenimtsa koidim shchita. If you found your first korban that you lost, you found it before you made the shchita, and then you only brought the second one. The loch of this first one is yiroy. You have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then you sell it. But you can't bring this for korban shlomim. What about liyachas shchita? If you first found your lost korban pesach after you already shechted your second korban, the one you have for the korban pesach, so now when you found it, it was never roy for korban pesach. That's called a moiser left over. The din is yakriv. You're allowed to bring it for korban shlomim. So raya to rova. That's totally in the shchita. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, no koydim chatzais yiror. If you found it before Chatzos, the time when the Shechita starts, then we say it's Dochi, and Mela, you have to first wait till it becomes a Malmum. Liacha Chatzos, if you first found it after Chatzos, so at the time of Chatzos, you only had one Korban, that was the Korban that's Kaveh for the Korban Pesach, and now the one you found is only called the leftover Korban, the din is Yakriv, so you have a right to both of them. So the Gemara. If you found the korban, according to everybody, if you found your lost korban pesach after you shechted your korban pesach, then it's called the leftover korban pesach that you could bring it for korban shlomim. Omar Rova, it's only if you found it after shchita. Yep, the heima boy achas shchita, and the one then you made the tumura of it also achas shchita. That's when the Tamura, the Mishnah says, even the Tamura could also be brought. Let's say, no, you lost one Korban, and you brought a second one, and before you shechted the second one, you found the first one. So the fact, since you found the first one before Shechita, the first one is like pushed away. Yeah. Now, even though the one you found is like Dochel, pushed away, that one cannot be brought for a Korban Shlomim. True, but what about the tumur of it? You first took the second behemoth chulin, the behemoth chulin next to it, and said, zu tachazu, when did you make the tumura? Fehema boyacha shchita. You first made the tumura after shchita. What's the loch here? Is he still says the chiddush is, tumurosoy mikoyach kedusha d'chuyukasiyam, v'loy korva. No. Even though at the time when you made the tumura, this Korban Pesach now is called the leftover Korban Pesach because you already shechted one Korban. So at the time when you're making the Tumura, the first Korban is like really a Meister Korban Pesach. Still we say the Tumura cannot be brought for Korban Shlomim because the Tumura is, the pshat from the Tumura is, it's just Mamish takes over the exact same Kedusha where it comes from. So you want to say this famous chulun zu tachazu. You want it to be in the place of this Korban Pesach, which was Dochli. Since that Korban Pesach you found before the Shechita, So at the time when the shechita you have two in front of you, take your choice from, and you push that one away, you do not use it, that one cannot be brought for korban shlamim. So since that korban itself doesn't have the kedusha to be brought for korban, the tamura that you're making in the place of that is like takes over that kedusha and can't be any better than that one. So since that one cannot be brought for shlamim, the tamura also cannot be brought for shlamim. That's what Rava says. For the Gemara Eisvei, Eisvei Yabai, Yabai Yesakash and Rava. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Gimel, in Kesev, if you want to bring a korban, a lamb, by it's talking about a korban shlomin. And it's Marba, it says, in Minat Tzoyin, you bring from Tzoyin. Now Tzoyin means two types. There are two types of Tzoyin. Tzoyin can either mean lamb, Kesev, or else it can mean an ace, a goat. There are two types. See, the Pasuk explains itself. In Kesev, if you want to bring a lamb, for the Gemara, my tam loim im Kesev, why does it say an extra word im for? Just should have said Kesev. Is l'rabbois tamura sa pesach to teach us that in the case when you make a tamura, that means one, they take a behemoth school and say this should be in the place of a korban pesach. Tamura sa pesach. Achar ha pesach, she korvo shlomin. If you make a tamura onto a korban pesach, that the korban tamura is also brought for shlomin. That's what I need this extra pasuk for. That im kesev is talking about a korban shlomin, it's telling us there's another type of a korban shlomin. What's another case? Where you make a tamura on a pesach, achra pesach, after pesach, in the mela, a korban pesach after pesach, that's called a leftover korban pesach, it itself was a shlomim. So if you make a tamura on it, it also brought a shlomim. For the Gemara, hey, Chidomi, how are you talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, shenim tzuach ha-shchita, that you found your leftover korban pesach, the one that first you made it for korban, and then it got lost, and you first found it now after you brought your korban pesach, so that's called the leftover korban pesach. That korban pshita is brought for korban shlamin. Now behema boy. Now you take another behema schulin and you say next to it zeh tachazeh. This should be in the place of that one. So what kedusha is chal in this tamur right now? The kedusha of that leftover korban pesach that is the korban shlamin. For the gemara behema boy achas shchita pshita. Abuzay pshita is called the korban shlamin. Lomeli kro. What do we need a pasuk for? There's a gan talachas by hilchus tamura. Tamur is any korban you have, if you say another one should be like that, it has the same kedusha. So since here this first korban pesach is a korban that you first found after shechita, so that's called the leftover korban pesach, that pshita has a din shlomim on it, so it's like a regular korban shlomim. So if you make a tamura, pshita the tamura is shlomim. Why does the pasuk have to say a new gzeres kosev im to say some new type of a case? Elo l'churu, what does it mean to include something new? And alav, it's telling us, shenimtza koydim shchita. In the case we know, you lost your korban pesach before pesach, and you made another one, and before you shechted the second one, you found the first one. So meila, this korban pesach is not called a leftover korban pesach. You cannot bring that one for shlomim, because that's called dochui. Since it was thrown away, like it was roy, you should have brought it, and you did not bring your brook the other one, you cannot bring that one for shlomim. Still the Torah says, vehema boy, if you take another behemah schul next to that one and make tamura on it, acha shchita, but you wait to make the tamura first after you shecht one korban, loy, the acha shchita. So come tell me what, that there's also a case of a shlomim here. So we see it clearly, if you make a tamura on a leftover korban pesach, even though that korban pesach cannot be brought for shlomim, because that korban was dochui, but if you wait to make the tamura till after you make the shechita, so now b'shas tamura, it gets the din of a regular korban shlomim. So it's a kashan rova. So Gemara says, loy, I'll tell you that's not b'shan the pasuk here. Loy, liyolam really, you're talking about shenim tzoach ha-shechita. We're talking about this leftover korban pesach was a korban that you found after you made the shechita of the second korban. Therefore, the one you found right now is called a real leftover korban pesach that could be brought for shlomim. V'heima boyach ha-shechita. And you first made tamura on that korban, tak after shechita, you made the tamura. So the question is, shechita, since this is a pure leftover korban pesach that has a din shlamim on it, and we know there's a whole pasha of tamura, anytime you take a behemah schul and you say, zu takazu, this one gets the same kedusha as the one before, so if that one has a kedusha shlamim, shechita, this is a kedusha shlamim. Avizoy atayyo kruas machta biyama. This possibly dashin im kesev, to say that such a loch of a tamura is only a smach to biyam, it's not a real drusha. So meyata, therefore, is no kasha. For the Gemara, though, elakro lama os lama yosa. But good, you tell me it's only a smach to the drusha, but still it's an extra pusik. Why does the Torah have to say the word infur? Im is extra. We know we're talking about a korban shlomim. Let it just say the word kesef. Why does it have to say the word infur? Have the Gemara lekiratanyas. Come and teach us new halachi at this pasuk. Kesef l'rabois es ha-pesach l'alya. It's come to tell me that a korban pesach also has a din that the alya, the tail, is burnt. That's the chiddush. By a korban shlomim, again, there are two type of animals you could bring. Either you could bring a lot, but by tzoin, you could bring either lambs or else ezim, goats. When you bring the lamb, there's a new chiddush akroah that the alya, the tail of it, is also part of the emurim. Has to be burnt on the mizbeach. So that's the chiddush in kesev, that even a korban pesach, the leftover korban pesach that has a din shlomim on it, also the din is, its tail is also brought. The rabbi says a pesach l'alya. Or maybe not. As a pesach could be, no, the carbon pesach itself maybe. Not only a leftover carbon pesach, but a carbon pesach itself, the regular carbon pesach, that its tail also has the same halacha, like a carbon shlamim, of if you bring a kesef, you bring a lamb, that the tail is also hukrim on the mizbech, is also part of the emurim. That's the chiddush im kesef, that even a carbon pesach also is brought by for a lamb, the tail is brought on the mizbech. Kishuwaime im kesef, the rabbi, that's what says the pasuk kesef here for. What does it say im kesef for? The rabbi is pesach shavu shenosei. That a pesach that's left over after the year that you cannot use it for korban pesach anymore. The melo that's called a regular korban shlomim. It also has a din, its tail, if it's a lamb, is brought on the mizbeach. Ushlomim haboye machmas a pesach. And the shlomim that's brought machmas a pesach. So Rashi has two pshot, and what does it mean shlomim that's brought because of the pesach? One pshat Rashi says is moisa pesach kagoyin tumurosai. It means that the tumura of a korban of a moisa pesach. Or else the pesach shneschat rubolov. Or else that's one pshat Rashi says. Another pshat Rashi says is it means the chagigas arbosa. That's called the korban shlom that you bring on erev pesach. If you have too many people in the korban pesach, they won't fill themselves up. So we had before there's a mitzvah to bring a shlomim a chagigas arbosa. So the Chagiga Sarab also has this halacha, that the tail of the lamb is also burnt on the Mizbeach. Yelachol mitzvah shlomim. It has all the halachas of a regular korban shlomim. What does that mean? Shetoyin smicha. You have to put your hand and all your weight on top of the korban. On the sochem, you have to bring the wine with it. Utznufach, you have to prick it up. You have to pick up the chazor v'shoik. Ukeshuwayme. Then the pasuk says, v'yimei, if you have a goat, Hifsekinyan, it makes a difference, divides it up between a lamb and a goat. Lima to teach us, Alo Eis Hashem Tunalya. That then if you bring a goat for a carbon pesach or for carbon shlomim, the tail is not burnt. The tail you'll not eat. It doesn't have a din in murim, the tail of a goat. It's only the tail of a lamb that has the din to be burnt. That's one shot. Ika the Maspilah, some learn the sobrais ratio on the ratio. The ones that say it says, Ha pesach, shenimtsa kaidim shkita sa pesach. If you found the korban pesach, the one you lost, before you shechted the second korban, and the din is yirorach yistoivum. Since you found it beforehand, it's called you pushed it away, you have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then v'yimcho v'yavi b'dom shlomim, with the money that you sell it for, you can bring a shlomim. V'chein tumurosa, the same halacha, the tumur also. Since the tumur is from a korban that can't be brought, the tumur also can't be brought. You just have to sell them with the money you bring a korban. Omar Rova. This is only if you found your second carbon, that you found the carbon you lost before you shechted the second one. And also you made the tumura before you shechted it. Let's say Yutaka found your lost carbon before you made the shechita. So since it was a pushed away carbon, you can't bring that carbon for shlomim. But you first made the tumura on it. After you made the shechita, then the din is smurosa kreve shlomim. Not like we're learning until now. Before we learned you can't bring it. Now we're saying no, it could be brought for shlomim. My time, and what's the reason why? Ki kova shechita midi dechazilei. Midi lechazilei lechazilei. That that we say that the korban pesach is dochui, it's only dochui, something that was roy to be brought for a korban pesach. Mashenke tmura can't be brought for korban pesach anyway, so it's never called pushed off.
All right, Mr. Shem will continue the next tape.